Technology.ie. It's Tuesday, November 26th, 2013.
Technology.ie is brought to you by Ireland's premier hosting and domain registration company, Black Knight. Black Knight offer a comprehensive range of hosting and domain solutions for businesses of all shapes and sizes, no matter where they are in the world.
Hello and welcome to technology.ie. My name is Conam Winichon and my guest on the line from Brussels, is Julie Cullen. Hi, Julie.
It is. Hi, Con. How are you?
Great, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Julie, you are Ireland's ambassador for Europe Code Week, which is on this week. We'll talk about that in a minute. But first of all, tell me how you got involved with it yourself.
Well, I'm a young advisor to Nelly Crowe. Now, Nelly is vice president of the European Commission. And she has in or around 25 young advisors from around Europe. So it was together with Nelly that we came up with this idea of Europe Code Week.
Okay. Your own background is you're a teacher.
Yes, that's right. I'm a secondary school teacher in Drogheda.
Very good. And Nelly Crowe's responsibility is for the digital agenda. And
that's right.
That's something that you're particularly interested in, I think, in relation to education and
absolutely.
Other opportunities in that as well. But where did this idea come from the Young Advisors? Why did you decide that we needed to have a Europe Code Week?
Well, it came from one of the young advisors. Her name is Alia, and she's the young advisor in Slovenia. And Alia is a coder. She's a programmer herself. She sees the necessity of it. She sees the use of it. Now, I don't come from a coding background. I come from an education background. So I see the necessity of it for jobs, for the future, for young people. But it was actually Alia herself who came up with this idea and who decided to push it because she sees coding as a new literacy, and I suppose she's right. It really is. It's not just reading, writing, and maths anymore. Now it's you have to know how to code as well.
And the impression I get from the publicity material and from the video which we published yesterday, which was done by Vice President Nelly Crowe, is that the point here is that coding isn't just for programmers, and it's not just for kids either. You're arguing that this is a literacy which everyone should have some basic level of competence in.
Absolutely, yeah, that's so true. I mean, and it's all about. I suppose I'm an English teacher, so I try to get kids to think critically and not just regurgitate information. And that's very much what coding is as well. It's about trying to get people to problem solve and to think critically and not just throw out information, you know, that we feed them, to create things for themselves, to create content rather than use content. Mm.
So it's on this week. This is the first Europe Code Week. And it's something
this is the first one.
It's something that Ireland has, in a way, led the field on already, isn't it?
It is. And it's something that was actually discussed the last 2 days in the European Commission. Now, I've just come from a meeting with the 25 young advisors, and we're already discussing next year's and how we can improve on it. And we're talking about the success of this year. But Ireland is the front runner. Ireland was praised across the board in the last 2 days. There was a meeting yesterday with all the heads of education from around Europe, and the example of Ireland was given.
I was looking at the map, which is on codeweek.eu, and there are events dotted all over Europe, but there's this strong cluster in particular in Ireland. And I suppose credit really must be given to the Coder Dojo movement, which started in Ireland in the last 2 years.
Absolutely, yeah. The founders of Coder Dojo, it was James Welton and Bill Lowe, and I suppose because it's an Irish movement, it has taken off very much in Ireland, even though it's around the world now. But there's hundreds of Coder Dojo clubs in Ireland, and they really embrace this week. And we have to remember, Coder Dojo, they're all volunteers.
Yeah.
They're all mentors. You know, they're not getting paid for this work. They're coming in and doing it of their own free, you know, giving away their talent, giving away their time. And something we spoke about today is the community that Coder Dojo creates. It's not just learning how to code. You know, there's so many other things going on. For example, in Drogheda, I was at the one there a few weeks ago. I walked in the door. You know, you'd the moms and dads reading newspapers, fair enough, if they want. But you'd the younger kids painting in the corner. You know, they don't need to code if they don't want to. You know, the older teenagers are coding. It's a whole community of people.
It's fantastic. There's no question about it, Julie.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And it's all given up their own free time. And I think they're great. But teachers as well, that came up a lot in the last couple of days. teachers have really pushed it and really embraced it as well. And it's interesting, you know, we're pushing female role models at the minute, and we're trying to, you know, get to, you know, break down gender barriers. But the two countries that did the best out of Code Week was Croatia and Ireland, and both ambassadors are female teachers.
Right.
Yeah,
there is a perception, and especially among older people, perhaps, Julie, that you know, computers and computers are scary enough without having to program them, and that code is something which is forbidding and which people feel that they cannot engage with. It's important to break that down, I think. Do you think that that, you know, when the people see kids involved in programming something, even if it's a Scratch program or something relatively straightforward, yeah, does that help, do you think, to take away that that intimidation?
Absolutely. I mean, coding, it really is kids play now at this stage. The younger generation are really embracing it. But as you say, some of the older generation might be afraid of the computer, or might say, you know, that the fear is they're afraid they might break it. You know, they're afraid they might do something or push a button. And, you know, we have to break down that fear and show them that that's okay. That's how you learn. You fail and you learn from it and you move on.
So what about yourself, Julie? You said you haven't a background in programming. Have you embraced it yourself?
This is the running joke this week, Con, okay? I said, the whole thing was, I'm not going to announce it if I'm not asked it. And I've just been asked it. But no, I don't know how to code.
We'll have to overcome that, Juliet.
I'm going to, absolutely. I have a lot of students that are more than willing to teach me when I get back to school. Great. Absolutely.
Fantastic. What kind of events are on around the country this week? Anything in particular that people should look out to, and how can they find out more?
Well, if you go to codeweek.eu, as you've already said, and click on an event near them, but mostly it's Coder Dojos. Even if they only take place every second or third week, a lot of them are holding their clubs this week. Mm. So there's a lot of that going on. There's a lot of school hosting events. For example, my own school, St. Oliver's Community College in Drogheda, every computer class this week is a coding class.
Okay,
good. So there's a lot of schools doing things like that.
And as you said, you've just come from a meeting of the young advisors in Brussels.
Yeah.
What is planned for the next step, or what is it that the Commission hopes to do to advance this agenda further?
Well, basically, I said already that this was Alia's baby. You know, it was Alia really from Slovenia that came up with this whole idea. And what she did was, this whole Code Week was planned in 1 month with no budget, you know. So we said to them, imagine what we could do in 1 year if you gave us a budget. So we're hoping definitely bigger and better next year. We're hoping to have a budget. We're hoping to maybe host an event in the Commission, maybe to launch Code Week. You know, Ireland was the only country that had a launching event, and we were very lucky to get on Taoiseach Enda Kenny on board. Mm. And that was very much praised here as well. But we'd love to really launch Code Week next year.
Well, listen, the best of luck with it, Julie, and thanks for talking to us on technology.ie.
Thank you so much, Con.